We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hank is going through his rehab. Things are progressing fine. We still have a ways to go before we start playing. So we're optimistic that he will be available to play. Bukestad had a setback in his rehab. He had surgery yesterday. He won't be available for the rest of the season. We feel good about the depth of our team. We still feel comfortable with our team.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Rambler, ShorkyNorthHills.com. That was Penguins GM Jim Rutherford on a conference call with reporters today, blowing some hot air. But brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling and Rheem. Visit aphvac.com. Bukestad being out for the year, not really a loss, in my opinion. Didn't have him pegged as a guy who, when healthy, would contribute for the Penguins in the playoffs. He's been a bust. He's kind of a Bo Bennett 2.0 player for me. Can't stay healthy. Not really sure what he's good at. Is he a center? Is he a wing? Is he a finesse
good
player?
Good at being 6 foot six.
Doesn't play
he's
that
good
way.
Good at being 6'6". I know he doesn't, but I think his physical build is the only reason that you still hear people say, oh, if you could just get Bukestad healthy, blah, 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 blah. Man, I don't care. If the guy was 5'10 or 5'11, he wouldn't have been on this team in the first place, and he probably wouldn't be in the NHL, where he would be a fringe player at best. But Bo Bennett 2.0 is a pretty good comparison.
He's about as fragile as a Fabergé egg, this guy. I mean, he never plays. 2 years, 45 games for the Penguins, 16 points. Good thing he wasn't the only player in that trade. Or it wouldn't be looked at as a very good one. Now, it got Derek Brassard off the books. And that's, I wonder moving forward, Chris, with the Penguins, some of these deals, these fleece the other team deals where Rutherford is able, like me and my fantasy football league, the one I got banned from because of the trades I made and the trade that got vetoed. Because Rutherford has been able in the past to kind of convince these teams to take bad contracts, man, that's going to be so much harder in a world where I don't think teams are going to be as willing in this new financial sphere we're in to just launder other teams' money. Sure, we'll take a bad contract because we have a ton of cap space. Yeah, we'll do that for a draft pick. We'll just shell out $5 million to a guy who can barely play?
I think you're actually not even going deep enough. I think a lot of the old boys network of GMs in the NHL, because it's generally, I know it's changing a little bit now with some kind of new blood coming in, but it's such an old school network. I think guys honestly would do favors for their buddies who were GMs. When their team was completely out of it and, like, the draft pick was whatever, you'd want to get a pick, but, like, otherwise it was just money. I honestly believe Jim Rutherford has a good reputation around the league as just, guys like him and were willing to make trades that they knew were losses.
Hey, Botch,
to one
can you take Hunwick's contract? I got no use for him.
You know, can I get rid of Hunwick? I got this Spalling character. Not much use for him either. Thought he was going to be good. Bukestad. Now this one, you gotta put him in like a styrofoam carton.
Yeah, our Rutherford.
Hope that he stays whole.
Our Rutherford impressions are A, not good, but also sound like old pirates. Not Pittsburgh pirates, but swashbucklers.
At this point,
like
I'm not
Long
even
John
trying
Silver.
To make him good.
But he does sort of sound like an old piratey.
He sounds like a Jimmy Cagney type of guy from like a 30s mob movie, when he like a gruff enforcer. Yeah. But he said Bjugstad correctly there, which was bitterly disappointing, frankly.
Yeah, that one's that's not on the resume for Hall of Famer for Rutherford. But I mean,
you're right, though, that teams in the old boys network of GMs, just even if they want to help out a fellow GM win a cup, they're not going to have the financial wherewithal or flexibility or wiggle room to do it.
Gensel is... I'm having now to go back and look at these teams, and I know I'm doing this with still months of waiting, but now I'm going back and looking at some of these teams and who they're getting back healthy for this. Carolina lost Dougie Hamilton, who's a really good defenseman, and their goaltender, Peter Mrazek, and we know that because they had a guy come off a Zamboni and win a game in Toronto, and they were without any goaltenders. And now they're getting those guys back. The Penguins are not the only team that is being helped out by this. The Canadiens, in fact, are. I mean, Shea Weber and their leading scorer, Tatar, both of those guys were, not that they would have, cashed in and made the playoffs. They had a 1% chance. But those guys were pretty much done. And if they were on the 50-50, Montreal was probably thinking, we'll just shut you down anyways. Better to be safe than sorry. Why have you rushed back and risk it when we're such a long shot proposition to make the playoffs? Just relax, rest, and we'll get it going again in 2021. Now those guys have something to come back and play for, which creates a devil doesn't care kind of mindset for Montreal, which we know in hockey is especially dangerous, more so than really in any of the other professional
I don't know if I buy that matters all that much. I mean, the Penguins are urgently motivated. I think every team has a bit of a devil-may-care attitude because still to this day, we don't know for sure. But like a month ago, there was a pretty good chance, or it seemed like, hockey wasn't going to come back at all. So I think like that whole we're playing with house money sort of mindset is going to permeate all 24 teams that are in this.
The Penguins, according to the FanDuel Sportsbook, have the 9th best odds to win the cup. Those were updated today. Every team with a bye is ahead of them. Putting that amount of stock in the team that has to win, the teams that have to win only 16 games instead of 19 to win the cup. I don't agree with that. I think there are some tremendous betting opportunities with teams that have super long odds in a sport where out of nowhere teams can get to cup finals and almost win, if not win, Stanley Cups all the time. And now it's going to be a year where it's even more potentially chaotic.
Would you like to share with the class?
Picks?
Maybe a little chum in the water for your loyal
listeners.
I
tip my hand. I think Carolina at 42-1 is just a great
bet. But you've been bullish on them all year.
Correct.
You liked them before play was halted.
Yep.
So that's not surprising. You've been very bullish on the Canes. Who in the West?
The West is not good. If you go by, if you rank teams in the NHL, if you did like a top 10 list, I think only Colorado and St. Louis and maybe Vegas, they had started to get it together. Maybe they would sneak into a top 10. I said this and I got laughed at months ago. I think Winnipeg, because they've got the goaltender and they've got guys who score. They've got great scorers. They've got a goaltender who can make up for a super bad blue line, because what happened to Bufflin? He pretty much quit. He just decided he didn't want to play hockey anymore.
Yeah, I think so. It seems to be the consensus.
If it were another sport and not a team tucked away in Winnipeg, that seems like it would be a bigger story. A really good player that just said bye, I'm out. I don't want to play anymore. Because he doesn't like the team? I'm not really totally versed in the story there.
What's the deal there? Is that just as simple as, like, I don't like the team or the coaches or upper management? Very odd.
Yeah. So, all right. Rutherford,
anyway.
No Bjugstad, no Simone. I don't think any Penguins fans are
crying crocodile tears. I bet you Crosby's genuinely unhappy about the Simone thing, though. Like, if you put any, if you put stock in, like,
why?
Your star player.
He's going to get Gensel and Sherry on a line with him.
I think he liked playing. I mean, isn't it pretty well documented that Crosby was one of Simone's biggest backers on the team? Like, there was a certain – that Crosby just, for whatever reason, liked playing alongside him, even though people in the fan base would go nuts because Simone never finished plays? I swear.
Are you
not
calling Simone
up.
A low-key Ryan Switzer? Is that what you're doing
no,
right now?
Simone, I'm just referencing the fact that I swear –
Ben's love of Ryan
Al.
Switzer analogous to Sid's affection for Dominic Simone.
Yes, people would write stories suggesting that Sid liked Simone because he felt like Simone thought the game a certain way and that Sid liked how his game meshed with that.
How it meshed with a guy who's 5'5 and never scores.
Dominic Switzer and Ryan Simone.
Coming up tomorrow night, another one of our Pittsburgh Around the Horn Last Stance shows on Zoom. Dunlap, Jeff, Muller, Colony, and Craig moderating. He's the Tony Reale of this whole thing. It's at 7 o'clock. All the meeting info is up on our website. The meeting number, the password, it's fun. It's presented by the law firm of Chafin Lujana, doing good by doing right. Visit 937thefan.com for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.